as witness to the incident, though at a distance, and I had to give evidence at the inquest. I testified that it all was accidental, perpetrated by angry and drunken men who weren't fully conscious of what they were doing. I believe that to this day. That morning, many people saw Peter and asked him for his opinions about Nikolai. He bluntly replied,
"The Lebyadkin's catastrophe was pure coincidence. It was all Lebyadkin's own fault for showing off his money in public."
About 2 o'clock, the news suddenly came that Nikolai Stavrogin, who had been the subject of so much talk, had suddenly left for Petersburg by the midday train.
How could they have let him slip away? Stavrogin's flight crushed and upset him.
He must have already decided to follow Stavrogin soon.
But meanwhile, had to cement the quintet together once and for all, in case they were needed for some urgent work at some other time. Pity to waste them. They might be of use.
One of the first members of our liberal circle, which met regularly at Stepan's house, was Liputin, a self-proclaimed hardcore liberal. Some weeks after the tragic events which descended on the town, he openly spoke to me about a secret meeting of the cell, during which the plot against Shatov was hatched.
Between 7 and 8 o'clock in the evening, the 5 members of the cell met together at young Urkel's small room in the shabby house at the edge of the town. Peter arranged the meeting, but he was inexcusably late, and we waited over an hour for him. We were tense. The fire on the riverside the previous night had an enormous impact on us, and we were highly excitable, almost panicky. The chaos into which we were eagerly and methodically thrown and ended in an unexpected way. The fire, the murder of the Lebyadkins, the senseless brutality of the crowd with Lisa, all these we hadn't anticipated. Peter didn't arrive until 8:30. He saw at once that we were mutinous.
I can see you all have something on your minds. Go on, get it out of your system.
On behalf of us all, I'd like to say, if things carry on as they have been, we might as well blow our brains out. To be a part of this kind of behavior is humiliating and dangerous. We're not saying this because we're frightened, but if one acts and the rest are only pawns, then one slip up and we'd lose everything.
So then what do you want?
What is the link between the common cause and the petty intrigues of Mr. Stavrogin? Suppose he is mysteriously connected to the center, if that legendary center really exists at all, that's nothing to do with us. Meanwhile, a murder has been committed. The police are crawling everywhere. If they follow the thread, they may find its source. If Stavrogin and you are captured, we'll be captured too.
What use would that be to the common cause?
What nonsense. The murder is pure coincidence. It was committed by Fedka, a petty thief. His motivation was robbery.
Strange coincidence, don't you think?
And if you really want to know, it's all because of you.
Because of us?
Yes. Firstly, you, Liputin, agreed to be part of the intrigue from the start. And secondly, I ordered you to get Lebyadkin to clear out and gave you money to do it. And what did you do? If you'd done as you were told, nothing would have happened.
But you were the one who suggested that it would be a good idea to get him to read his drunken verses to disrupt the fate.
A suggestion is not an order. The order was to make sure he left town.
Order? That's an odd word. On the contrary, your orders were to delay sending him off.
You made a mistake, and it was a foolish decision born from your own self-will. The murder was Fedka's doing, and he carried it out alone and with a clear motivation. You've heard the rumors about Nikolai in the town, and you believe them. You were scared. Nikolai isn't such a fool, and the proof is he left town at midday. If there were any truth in the rumors you heard, they wouldn't have let him disappear to Petersburg in broad daylight.
But we understood that Mr. Stavrogin committed the murder himself. He probably knew nothing about it, like me. And you knew that I knew nothing, although now I'm thoroughly mixed up in it.
Are you accusing me of something?
I'm accusing those whose interest it is to burn down towns.
You're making matters worse by trying to wriggle out of it. Read this and pass it to the others. It might interest you.
He pulled out of his pocket Lebyadkin's anonymous letter to the governor and handed it to me. In it, he revealed that he's prepared to expose the secret cell by naming its members.
Is that really Lebyadkin's handwriting?
It is.
I simply brought it because I thought you would be interested. being so sentimental about Lebyadkin. So you see...